going back to Texas. Obviously, you talked about a little bit last week, but what are your thoughts just heading into that that stage, being your home state, Thanksgiving?
No, it'll be fun. You know, I get to see a lot of familiar faces. You know, I have a lot of fans down there who got to see me grow up in Coppers Cove, Texas, and, you know, then go to college at Baylor. So it'll definitely be a good homecoming. You know, more so of a homecoming than New Orleans was, but certainly looking forward to having fun. But, you know, we're going there with one goal of mine, and that's to win.
How many times have you played in that stadium?
Yeah. I think I played there twice. Yeah. It's obviously, everyone knows, a beautiful stadium. The screen is what everybody likes to talk about, and the field's good. So, you know, it's just about playing on a big stage and playing at a high level, and I think everybody on this team is ready to do that.
How'd you do in those games at Cowboys Stadium?
No, I did. I thought I did well.
You guys win both games?
Yeah, I think we did. I think both were against Texas Tech. So Baylor's playing Texas Tech this weekend, so hopefully they can keep that streak going.
How much of watching the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day? How much of that was part of your growing up? Was that a tradition and such?
I mean, I think a lot of people, if you're a football fan, you watch football on Thanksgiving. So Cowboys are usually always on. So you always got a chance to see them go out there. And you know, I had a friend who was a Cowboy fan, and I was a Bronco fan. So the one year the Broncos beat the Cowboys, I had bragging rights.
Robert, most people around your high school, though, Cowboys fans, was it a big deal, Dallas games on Thanksgiving? I know you probably end up going to New Orleans sometimes, but was it something that all week long people talked about, the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, or wasn't it that big a deal?
Oh, I mean, I had some friends that were, you know, big, big Cowboy fans, so they would always, you know, want to get together and watch the games and things of that nature. But for me, I wasn't never a Cowboy fan, but, you know, it's always good to watch football on Thanksgiving.
So you got to ruin all your friends' Thanksgivings this week?
I mean, they've told me they'll be cheering for me, but they still want their guys to win. So I guess I can accept that, but we're still going to go out and get the victory.
Robert, what's the most difficult part of this week, the compressed time window between games for you?
It's, you know, you got a game plan, and the game plan is not going to be dumbed down just because you have a short week. The coaches have things they want to run. They put a lot of time and effort into watching film, and as players, we have to make sure we take advantage of the little bit of time that we do have to master the system that they're putting in this week. So that's probably the toughest part. And then, you know, it's just a quick turnaround. You know, guys get beat up on Sundays and put it all on the line, and then they got to go back out there on Thursday with not very much rest. So, you know, we'll see, you know, how tough our team is.
Did you spend time at all during the bye looking at any film of the Cowboys?
I did not. Yeah, I'm not sure if the coaches did or not, but, you know, like I said, I tried to get away and get away from the familiar and refocus my mind and everything. So I didn't watch any film of the Cowboys.
Teammates said that after that game that you said – after they were saying after Sunday's game that all week long you were saying you wanted to go out there and dominate against Philadelphia. What made you so confident that you could go out there and do that?
Basically, we knew it was at hand, and the hole that we dug ourselves in, it wasn't you know, like we always say, we were in almost every single game, and we could have won every single game. It's just a matter of us not going out and executing. So I thought guys came back fresh, you know, fresh legs, fresh hands, fresh mind, and I just felt like there was a vibe that we were going to go out there and click. And I just, there's a few things I think I needed to say. And it wasn't because they voted me captain. It was just there's things you, as a quarterback, you have to say to your team. And, you know, I made sure I echoed those things throughout the locker room, and we went out and dominated.
You got a message for this game?
It's the same message. And I think, you know, I haven't seen this team play that physical as they did this past Sunday, offense and defense. It wasn't perfect by any means, but there was a certain tenacity, a certain attitude that was brought to the game, and you could feel it. I think the fans could feel it, the players could feel it, and I think that's the kind of mindset you have to bring to every game, and that'll be the call this week.
You mentioned a lot of remarkable things already, but the NFL put out a stat that you had the highest completion percentage of any quarterback who had 4 touchdowns in a game since Steve Young during the Niners' last Super Bowl season, which is 18 years ago. You ever surprised? I mean, did you surprise yourself how accurate you were and how well that game went? I mean, you were expecting to dominate, but 14 out of 15 and 4 touchdowns?
I mean, that's high praise, and that's a good company to be in, so you don't downplay anything like that, but you try to just move on to the next week. you know, you don't have games like that very often. That's why there's so few that have had that. But you like to think that you could do that all the time. But, you know, I know 14 to 15 or whatever, that might not come around anymore. But, you know, definitely remember that it did, and try to make sure you can duplicate that throughout the weeks.
You mentioned guys getting beat up on Sunday. Did you get beat up at all, or how do you feel with the quick turnaround, just body-wise?
Yeah, I feel fine. We didn't have very many plays in the first half, so I took most of my hits in the second half, and I didn't have any really clear shot, brutal hits, so that was good. Like I told the team, I'd protect myself better, and I have been, so I feel actually really good, ready to go.
And then one last thing, Rob Ryan was saying it's tough. He said it's unfair to have to prepare for your offense in like 2 days. Can you sense teams being unprepared to face, say, an unfamiliar scheme? Like, can you see that, feel that in a game?
At times you can. You know, there's so much focus on the new things that we're doing. They don't really focus on what we have done. And, you know, we're mixing it up, throwing different formations out there, different, you know, routes at them. And that's what you have to do. So, you know, their defense isn't easy by any means, the way they run it and the overload blitzes that they do. So I think both teams have a problem when it comes to the short turnaround. But we'll both hopefully, you know, make the most of it.
Robert, when you went back on tape, could you see just having Pierre out there, even though he's less than 100%, any difference, any change that he was able to command and change some things up for you guys in terms of how they were playing you?
I thought there was. Pierre brings an attitude to the game. You know, he's gonna talk. He's gonna play hard. He's gonna block, and he's gonna let you know that he's out there, whether it's me or the defense. So he just. It's that attitude that he brings to the rest of the receivers that are out there on the field. That's what you can feel the most. And then he looked really good on film based on what we saw. He ran great routes. He was open most of the time, and we'll look to get it to him.
Did you get to the bottom of the one incompletion? I know you said you wanted to study what went wrong on that play.
You know, it was miscommunication between me and the receiver. I threw it a little inside. He was fading away to the sideline, and I just got put on the sideline, so that's on me.
Robert, after this game, you get to actually go back to spend some time in Texas for the first time since before training camp?
I'm not sure. No, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Rob, you talked about how you're your heart.
Big undisclosed locations.
Like there another we go. One. Yeah.
You talked about how you're your harshest critic. Also, your dad is your harshest critic. How important is it for you to make your dad proud of what you're accomplishing on the field and off the field?
It's paramount to me. And I didn't even know what that word meant till he taught it to me a few years ago. But it's really important. He was there for me. He sacrificed so much for me. So I want to make sure I make him proud. And in everything I do, I try to think of what my parents would think if they, you know, were sitting right there watching me do it. So whenever I come off the field after a game, win, loss, or draw, if you haven't had any of those and don't want any of those, he gives me his criticism or praise. And, you know, there's some games that we lose a game, and I think he's going to tear me apart, and he doesn't tear me apart. And there's some games, like the last one where you go 14 to 15, and he's chewing you out, and you're like, come on, Dad. But, you know, I appreciate it, and he knows that. So he's going to keep it coming, and, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of him.
What was he harping on the other day? He's chewing you out.
Just I thought I protected myself pretty well, but he was – mainly pointing to the play where Babin kind of got me on my side and my legs got messed up a little bit. He told me I can't do that. I'm like, I know, Dad, I can't do that. And, you know, just little things, you know, keeping the ball up when you scramble. He just makes sure he sticks those points because sometimes out here the coaches are so focused on other things they might miss that one minor detail, and he definitely brings it up.
Is he tougher on you than sometimes the coaching staff?
No, not at all. I mean, Kyle and them are tough on me, pretty tough. But my dad's always been tough on me, no matter what sport it was. So, I mean, it's give and take.
2 days before Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for this year?
You know, just to be able to wake up every morning. My parents, family, you know, all of you guys ask me all these questions. You know, there's so many things you can be thankful for. And, you know, I learned back in 2009, you know, after my season-ending injury in college, you have to be thankful for the little things, you know, the ability to walk, do those kind of things and get around and move because not everybody does. So just be grateful for what you have and whatever you want, strive to go get it.
Robert, written or inscribed on your shoes that you pointed out to your mom before the game this past week?
Right. You know, Adidas surprised me with putting my mom and dad's name on the tongue of my shoe and making the tongue of my shoe camouflage on the inside. They can't put on the outside for various reasons, but we won't get into that. But they put that on my shoe for me, you know, as a salute to those who serve, and both my parents serve. So it was pretty cool. I wanted to show her what they did and show it to my dad. So I sent them a picture, and I tweeted a picture out of it because, you know, what they've done for this country means something to me, and it means something to a lot of people.